fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Our corrupt infrastructure is on fire.
IRS whistleblower, FBI whistleblower, CIA whistleblower, NSA, NASA whistleblower, Moon Man whistleblower. The dog catcher down the street said Trump kicked a puppy in 1982. Whistleblower at the sewage department says Trump flushed condoms in 1996. Trump or Pence or Bigfoot lied on their tax return, says IRS whistleblower. Trump or the Loch Ness Monster smokes a cigarette at a state park. Whistleblower at 9.
So that was me last Friday making a joke out of my report that you were about to see a bunch of whistleblowers come forward to bring up more false narratives about President Trump to have him removed from office. And then they would see, oh, look at this slew of whistleblowers. Look at this slew of information. Oh, we just have to impeach now. Oh, public opinion is against Trump now. Just look at all the news and the headlines. And oh, Pelosi and Schiff and Schumer are so concerned as Schumer's now doing weird videos just like all the other Democrats because he wants to prove that he's human too. But it's now happening. So InfoWars, once again, tomorrow's news today. But here's the key, because I'm sitting there. We're trying to do more dynamic things with all the studios we have. And so I knew I was going to be in front of the camera here like this today, holding the microphone standing up, which is a new thing for this broadcast. And when you're a public speaker, you know that you want to be comfortable in your surroundings. You want to have a plan the first time you go into something that is new to you. So I'm sitting there thinking as I'm doing my bad hair day today, thinking, what do I want to talk about? What is something significant? What is something new that I can bring to the broadcast to be more comfortable standing in front of this camera for 5 minutes trying to talk? And then I remembered the president released the JFK documents pretty much immediately once he became president. Now, why would that be significant? Well, you have Chuck Schumer talking about the intelligence agencies getting back at Trump. You have John Brennan just last week. So I'm not even getting information that is exclusive to me per se. I'm going off what they're doing, what they're saying. When Brennan said, oh, federal officials, that's my corrupt cronies in the deep state, whistleblowers, come forward, there's no limit. That's them signaling it's now time to rush the political door with bad information against Donald Trump. It's time to flood the levees with false narratives against Donald Trump so we can try to get him impeached. And then I remembered, the president calling for the Marines to protect him, protect the White House, should there be a, let's say, domestic event. Why would it be significant considering that he released the JFK assassination papers? Oh, because the president realizes they're going to assassinate him too. And if they do, he now has released the documentation that proves whatever the CIA, whatever the FBI, whatever the mainstream news says about his assassination will be a false narrative, will be CIA-driven propaganda. We will have the Mockingbird Press in TV, at the Washington Post, at the New York Times, print out whatever story they want, release whatever narrative they want, but it will say, oh, this just had to be done. Trump was so bad, and they'll set up the patsy. Oh, he was just driven by all the corruption of the Trump administration. Ah, but see, we have a memory, and we know that Trump released the JFK papers. We can go back, and we can archive that, and we can say, oh, here's where the CIA lied. Here's where the FBI lied. It's all in those documents. So if they do try to assassinate the presidents, which guaranteed they've thought about, we already know who it is. We already know who to hold responsible. So that's the type of information that we have here at InfoWars that you're not going to get anywhere else. So when John Brennan says, a reminder to federal officials, there is no limit on the number of individuals who can use the whistleblower statute. That's him waving the flag saying, time to come out, guys. Time to start making things up. We have to do everything possible to get Trump out of office. And when Chuck Schumer 2 years ago said, oh, don't mess with the intelligence agencies. They have 6 ways of Sundays to get back at you. He was talking about this and that dirtbag, John Brennan. So we're going to have this and your calls today on the War Room. We're just getting started. Don't go anywhere. Monday, October 7th, 2019. This is the Infowars.com War Room, brought to you by Infowarsstore.com. You know, we've come a long way here as Americans, as InfoWarriors, to get to this point. And now that we're here, it's almost that we don't even recognize it, which is kind of odd in a way. It's like a basketball player dreaming his whole life for the buzzer beater shot to win the NBA championship. And then the moment comes and he's just kind of sitting there still training for the buzzer beater shot. And you're like, no, this is the shot. This is the shot. We got Trump in. The deep state has totally revealed itself and is unmasking itself right now. And it's almost providential that President Trump follows through on one of his promises to remove troops from Syria. You can debate the geopolitical strategy there, but it was a promise. The president is trying to deliver on that promise, and we've been over there for too long anyway. And then you have certain Republicans coming out and saying, oh, we can't do that. Boy, that really goes to show you, doesn't it? When top televangelists are coming out and saying, Trump, we need more war? What? When Mitch McConnell is saying, Trump, I have to break from you here. We need more war in the Middle East. Oh, and then the old daughter of war criminal John McCain goes on her daytime garbage TV show and says, how dare Trump do this? We need more dead people in the Middle East. And you know, it's funny. There really is an awakening happening out there. And it's almost as if it is kind of a Fight Club thing where it's like the last thing you do is talk about Fight Club. I'm in a ride this morning, a Lyft, dropping my car off to get some work done, and I'm on the way back, and driver and I are engaged in just some common talk, but we're both kind of going in the same direction. And it was like, we were both kind of like, we were, you know, the safety barrier was there. Like, nobody said the certain key words that, you know, would, like illegal immigration or Trump or, you know. So we were like going on the same wavelength, on the same frequency. And then at the end, we're like, yeah, we're like, man. And basically talking about the corruption, I was like, man, you know, they're just showing, the evil people are just showing themselves how much they hate Trump right now. And then it was just like, walls were down. He was like, oh, I know. This was a middle-aged black man with five kids who's literally like, you know, he's like, I don't understand what the future entails for my children if they can get away with this. So this is happening, and it's like the whole first rule of Fight Club. You don't talk about Fight Club, but it's time to break that rule. It's time to start talking about Fight Club because we're not training anymore, folks. It's 1 second left. You're down by 2 points. The ball is in your hand, and you're right behind the three-point line to make the shot in the finals. That's where it's at now. And so that's why you're seeing more of the intel, that the information that we break here, start to go mainstream. And I didn't even remember this. It's just like part of my routine, part of the intelligence I'm getting that I'm just putting out. And the great editor, Sam, is like, hey, you remember just last week you were saying there were more whistleblowers coming forward. What day was that? And then literally just 5 minutes before, we're able to pull that clip that we played in the first segment. There's more of it. But here's what we know. The Democrats and Republicans too, but it's really the Democrats right now leading the way. They're all in. They can't remove their chips from the table, folks. It's impeachment or bust for them. It's get Trump out of office for bust. Now, impeachment's their best option. Maybe they've tried to assassinate him. I'm sure they have. Obviously, they haven't been able to get a shot off, but they've tried to rail his car, his motorcade off the road in Missouri. They've had people rush the stage at events. They, of course, you've seen what they've done in Hollywood, you know, depicting him getting shot in the head, depicting him getting stabbed to death, depicting him getting decapitated, saying, hey, well, let's rape Barron Trump in a cage. So they're all in, and they've been all in, but they've been winning because they've had the office for so long. And I'm not a big Q guy. I'm not here to say Q is real or fake. I'm just not a big Q guy. That's not where I get information. But I will say,
George H.W. Bush does seem to be walking with a bit more of a, let's say, spring in his step than the rest of these corrupt globalists. And I saw that because he was at a football game or somewhere this weekend having a grand old time. It was a baseball game. And I was like, you know, it just flashed me back to the old Bush old man funeral and that weird moment that Q made go viral. And you just wonder what is really going on behind the scenes, because there is stuff going on behind the scenes. I don't know what Trump knows. I don't know what Trump's plans are. But for him to come out and say, we're going to remove troops from Syria, and then you see war hawks on the left and the right saying, no, no, we need to stay. It's providential. People on Fox News, oh, get ready. The war drums for some people will be banging on Fox News. But hey, certain people have certain interests in certain industries that manufacture certain things that kill people. And a lot of that goes into the Middle East, and they make a lot of money back here in the West on Wall Street. And it's the same players every time when it comes to foreign intervention, folks. So that is now going to be exposed. But this will be behind the scenes. Trump will start taking names and checking his list and saying, okay. Oh, okay. Now I see who supports me and who supports war. Now I see who supports the America First agenda and who supports the war first agenda. And it's not a good look for certain senators. So we're about to take a break. I'm going to get my news organized here. We got a bunch of clips coming up, and Alex really wants us to take a ton of calls this week because it really is, this is the paramount moment right now in these months leading up to the election. The Democrats know they cannot beat Trump in 2020. They don't have a candidate to do it. It's so bad that Hillary Clinton is a legit candidate right now. She's a legit prospect to be a candidate right now. That's how bad it is for the Democrat Party. When Elizabeth Warren, a fake Indian with the energy of a roly-poly, is your top poller right now, you got big problems. And they do. But they got bigger problems than that, folks. And that's all the corruption that they've been engaged in for so long. So we're going to take your calls discussing all of it. But folks, remember, we have the big sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's got 2 days left is what I'm told. 48 hours left on this sale, the Black Friday special sale. And the truth is we just get so busy with everything else. We don't have time to really schedule out marketing plans and sales or anything like that. We just don't do it. Alex is just like, okay, here's a sale. Go with it. So we haven't gotten a new sale. But this sale has 48 hours left. It's as good as it's going to get as far as sales are concerned, folks. 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements, free shipping store-wide, and double Patriot points with every order that can be used towards future purchases. Hey, have you tried the new TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com? Have you tried TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com? Have you tried the new VasoBeats Complete? I'm telling you what, I'm going to combine the two in this break in some water. I'm going to mix it up, and I'm going to be fully focused, energized, and ready to go for the next 3 hours of this InfoWars transmission. Have you tried TurboForce from InfoWarsStore.com? It's 50% off. Go read all the reviews for yourself. Do you drink toxic energy drinks that are filled with artificial sugar and that acidic high fructose corn syrup? Are you drinking those regularly? It's time to cut those out, folks, and replace them with TurboForce from InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm going to turbocharge myself with some TurboForce during the break. Get into some of this news. Take your phone calls. It's the InfoWars.com War Room. We'll be right back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep, this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at
you. Just look at that dirtbag.
So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb.
Let's just roll that again. Listen to this rat, Chuck Schumer, telling you the whole plan from the very beginning. Play it again.
shots, this antagonism, this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So,
do you hear the
even
arrogance?
For a practical, supposedly hard-nosed
do you hear the arrogance? Trump's like, yep.
Being really
Rachel Maddow's like, oh my gosh, like Trump is the worst thing ever. Trump, Schumer's like, yep, we're going to get him. Yep. Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. We got the intelligence agencies. They're corrupt as all. The day is long.
I'm going to get into all this news right here. Explaining where we're at right now politically in the Cold Civil War. But I got to find this one story before I do that. In my stack of news that I'm going through right now, but it is exactly what we told you was going to happen last week. Of course, I can't find it. That's typical. But it's the new whistleblower. We've got a new whistleblower. Can't believe I can't find it. Guys, somebody print me it. It's on Drudge. New whistleblower. It really don't even matter. It's fake anyway. In fact, I don't need it. Another fake whistleblower, okay? That's the story. So you've got a whistleblower over here, whistleblower over there, whistleblower 1, whistleblower 2, whistleblower C, whistleblower C1, whistleblower 1A, whistleblower Bigfoot. So it's just out of control. There's the headline. Democrats issue subpoenas to another Trump administration member. But it's just like when they issued a subpoena to Mike Pompeo and he gave him the bird. Said, we're subpoenaing you, Pompeo. He said, okay, bye. See, not taking part in your BS anymore. So here's how it goes, though. They're going to issue all these subpoenas. More will come, just like the whistleblowers. And they'll say, oh my gosh, InfoWars, next year's news today. Folks, we just have the game plan. Like, we're just telling you their game plan. We see their formation. It's like, oh, they run this play out of that formation. They're about to run this play. And then they run the play. So, yeah, they're going to subpoena more members of the White House staff because then they can put it in the headlines. See, then it becomes a news story. Doesn't matter. Nobody knows Pompeo gave him the big fat middle finger when they subpoena him, but it doesn't matter. You go out on the streets and the average yuppie says, oh, but they subpoenaed Pompeo. Oh. And then they'll talk about that for a day, and then the next day it'll be the next big story. Oh, whistleblower from the IRS. Whistleblower from the FBI. Oh, I trust the FBI, yes. Whistleblower from the CIA? Oh, what a highly respected intelligence organization. Oh, by the likes of Chuck Schumer. Oh, Chuck Schumer said that the intelligence agencies, they were going to get Trump, and Philip Mudd said they were going to stab the Trump administration with a shank in the back. Oh, and he's, oh. And who is it that was talking bad? Oh, Adam Schiff. That needle nose, yes. But look at this. Again, now you know where the lines are drawn, ladies and gentlemen. Headline in Yahoo Finance. Trump defends Syria's strategy, citing his unmatched wisdom, and threatens to obliterate Turkey's economy. Of course, they make the headline look like, oh, look at how bad Trump is. Oh, he's so arrogant. Oh, he's so authoritarian. Meanwhile, these people are going all around the world obliterating regimes and then laughing about it like Hillary Clinton. They're the ones saying, you must listen to the intelligence agencies. Oh, my gosh. Trump doesn't want to hear an intelligence agency briefing every morning. Oh. So they're the ones thinking, oh, my unmatched wisdom. I'm the intelligence. I mean, it's like they get off to themselves. And then, oh, yes, Trump is going to obliterate the Turkish economy. Well, he'll probably put some sanctions down. But, oh, Turkey gets to have walls. Oh, and then what did Hillary Clinton say after empowering the authoritarian Turkish regime is, Turkey? Where's Turkey? Gobble, gobble? But she's going to be president, though. She doesn't even know about Turkey. Associated Press, Trump defends Syria troop plan from criticism home abroad. Oh, but they don't tell you. Trump wants to bring troops home from the Middle East. See, because that is supported by the public. Oh, you want to bring the troops home? Yeah, 90% of the American people that vote would say, yeah, let's bring the troops home. Absolutely. But they don't want to put that in the headline. And then they bully and intimidate Trump behind the scenes. And they say, Trump, if you do this,
there's going to be slaughter of these people in this region. And Trump says, well, why do you say that? I've talked to leaders. And they say, oh, well, we have intelligence. That intelligence that a rebel group that we armed is going to bomb them. They're going to bomb the region and take it over if you remove the troops. So we can't remove the troops. Oh, I see. So then that's the John McCain's of the world. That's the John Kerry's of the world. They go over to meet with these rebel groups. Obama arms them. And now you've got yourself a little Mexican standoff out there, don't you? And so Trump's like, man, you know, I really said I'd bring the troops home out of Afghanistan, Syria. Let's start to mobilize this plan. And then who comes to the door? John Bolton. Says, Mr. President. Let's paraphrase, Mr. President. We've got terrorists in that region that we run. And if you bring the troops out of there, we'll unleash them on those innocent people in Syria. Is that what you want? Wow. Oh, no, no, no. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Oh, we're really concerned about the people in Syria, aren't we? Oh, we're so concerned about all these people. Yes, I believe that. No, we're concerned about Raytheon stock numbers. We're concerned about Lockheed Martin stock numbers. And who knows what else they got going on over there. But you notice who comes out against it. Colin Powell says that the foreign policy is in shambles under Trump. Oh, Colin Powell. He's so, so trustworthy, I guess, isn't he? Oh, from the Bush administration, yes. Oh, Mitt Romney. Oh, that weasel. Trump's Syria withdrawal is a betrayal of the Kurds. No, how about us spending, how many trillions is it now? I don't even want to know. I'll be sick. Trillions of dollars in the Middle East. Trillions. Oh, it's a betrayal of the Kurds, says Mitt Romney. Look, I'm not minimalizing the plight of the people in the Middle East, but what about the betrayal of the American people, Mitt? What about the betrayal of the American people spending 80%, 70% conservatively of our tax dollars on wars in the Middle East that only enrich the select few? There's the enrichment of the select few. But see, that's not Trump. But they'll never print the headline, Trump wants to remove troops from the Middle East amid backlash from Congress. Because, no, it's Trump has to be bad. So it's Trump wants innocent people murdered. Trump betrays the Kurds. Trump goes against Republicans and in his plan in Syria. Instead of Trump wants to bring the troops home. Trump is fulfilling a promise. No, you can't have that, can you? It's all-out war on the name Donald Trump right now. All-out war against America.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again.
This is The War Room
with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Hey! All right, let me do this. And I'm going to open up the phone lines, too. In fact, let me commit to that now, because if I start getting calls now, I'll be more inclined to go to them. And we want to take a lot of calls from the audience this week before I get distracted with all this other news that is important. But I mean, we're in the buzzer beater shot scenario right now. So it's like, you know, let's talk about this. What are we going to do? What's coming next? So 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. What do you think is happening right now with Trump? What do you think is happening right now with deep state behind closed doors? Do you think Trump is multiple moves ahead of these people? Is it just providence where he just hits the right note every time at the right time? And then do you think, I mean, what do you think happens before the 2020 election? I mean, we got a year here and it's going to be bonkers. People keep asking me, are they really going to impeach Trump? Yeah,
Yes, yes, they really are. They're going to do, the Democrats will stop at nothing to get Trump out of office. Adam Schiff would pull the trigger on a loaded gun against Trump's temple if he could. As Trump properly calls him, a lowlife. Adam Schiff is a lowlife, or a no-life even, if you really want to get into it. But let me just do this, because Rob Dew handed me something, and look, if you listen to the Jones Show today, he's talking about exclusive intel that certain people have received, that basically the Marines have been kicked into action. It's kind of like you got a big badass Harley Davidson that's ripping and roaring and the engine is ready to go, but it's still leaning up against that kickstand, you know? And you're just kind of waiting, and you're like a little kid that loves Harleys, and you're just kind of like chomping at the bit like, ooh, this Harley's about to go. And it's just, it's sitting on that kickstand, and then finally it just leaned over and just kicked the kickstand up, and it's like, oh, baby. And so that's kind of where things are at right now. And so Dew is like, hey, here's an email we got from a Marine. Trump is well within his jurisdiction and his rights to call on the Marines in this situation to stop a treasonous coup or even an assassination attempt, which are both on the table right now. And we say the Democrat Party because they're just the face of the whole operation right now, but that's all they are, is just the face. They're not the blood, they're not the guts, they're not the brains. They're just the face. We're talking about international confabs of major corporations, major industries that have been working towards a one-world government to enrich themselves. That's the key, to enrich themselves, not to free humanity. Not to enrich humanity, to enrich themselves and control humanity. And they've got all the Democrats on board or blackmailed with the whole thing. But this is an old, old mafia gangster group. It's a globalist mafia. It's a global cabal. Bent on world domination, just like many have been throughout human history. But I'm getting information from Marines that just happened to be friends of mine or former Marines that are friends or family or people that listen to the show. And you know how it goes. Something leaks, something gets out, and then, you know, the old grapevine starts churning. Word starts getting around. People start getting curious ears and curious minds and start putting two and two together. But let me just say this. And they already know this, but I'm just telling you in case you have any doubt. And this goes beyond the whole gun confiscation thing. If they move against Trump, or when they move against Trump, they will be met with Marines. Mm-hmm. And if any of these deep state agents have the courage to actually put their foot down and to move forward to get Trump out of office, let's just say they won't be around to see the day, because these Marines mean business, folks. Mm-hmm. And so I get a little tickled when I see that Mar-a-Lago has canceled an event because a quote-unquote anti-Muslim group led by Michelle Malkin and Bridget Gabriel wanted to have an event there. And I laugh and I say, anti-Muslim group. You know, somebody did something on 9/11. Remember that whole thing? Well, we were told it was Muslims that hate our way of life, and we had spent trillions of dollars killing Muslims in the Middle East because of it. You might not like to hear that, but that's what happened. But, oh, if you're anti-Muslim, it's like, oh, so, hey, if you make a bunch of money for the war racket and you're a war hawk and you murder Muslims in the Middle East in war, like, that's cool. But if you say bad things about Muslims in the West, then you're not allowed to have an event. But why am I talking about this?
we've got red-blooded Americans that have the lust, not for blood, not for death, not for destruction, not for killing. They have the lust for justice. They have the lust for revenge on bad actors against this country. You see, and they've been misguided, and they know it now, but they see the opportunity. They see the light at the end of the tunnel for a moment of glory, a moment to really fulfill that lust for justice. And folks, you better believe they know who the bad actors are. You don't think the average Marine knows who Hillary Rodham Clinton really is? You don't think the average Marine knows who Barack Hussein Obama really is? And so, like I said, folks, they're not going to stop at anything to get Donald Trump. They could have just sailed away with all their stolen money, but that would be if they're in control. They're not in control. And they have to get Trump out of office. And they're going to have to go through the Marines to do it. I'm not necessarily looking forward to this. I don't think the Democrats are either, but you know, that arrogance of a Chuck Schumer, the intelligence agencies have 6 minutes of Sunday, I'm getting back at you. That hubris of the deep state with Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them with Adam Schiff making things up on a congressional hearing. I don't think that arrogance is going to last much longer. In fact, if you saw Nancy and Adam Schiff last week on a Thursday or a Friday, you saw the faces of two individuals who are pissing their pants around the clock because they know the corruption that they've engaged in, but they also know their handlers are even more ticked off. And so they're in a real bind right now, a perpetual rock and a hard place for Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the rest of those demons. The good news is, folks, for the average American that's fed up, for the average American that's been lusting for justice, lusting for truth, lusting for real transparency in government, we may have our day. And that's why I say we are no longer in training mode, ladies and gentlemen. We are no longer on the kickstand. It's time to put up the shot. It's time to shoot the ball for the victory. We've got a year left until the next election, folks. This is 1 second left on the clock, down by two. You've got the chance to make the game-winning shot. This is it. It's a year, but it's really just 1 second as far as the timeline of humanity is concerned and the timeline of American history. All right, we're going to take your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the Infowars.com War Room, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com, where you have 48 hours left, ladies and gentlemen, to take advantage of our biggest sales ever. Biggest sales ever at InfowarsStore.com right now. 48 hours left to take advantage of that. 50% off all Infowars Live supplements, free shipping store-wide at InfowarsStore.com. President Trump is delivering remarks right now. We're going to go live with the president and then your phone calls. Here is President Trump live.
Bring our soldiers home and bring them home as rapidly as possible. We all together, we defeated and took over 100% of the ISIS caliphate. Everybody said that was going to be an impossible thing to do. I did it, and I did it quickly because we have a great military now. When I took over our military, we didn't have ammunition. I was told by a top general, maybe the top of them all, "Sir, I'm sorry, sir. We don't have ammunition." I said, "I'll never let another president."
I hate to do this to talk over Trump as he's calling for the bringing troops home. But notice how Fox News is putting all the false Democrat narratives on their bottom line. It's just total ridiculous. Oh, yeah. Stormy Daniels, hush money. Give me a break, Fox News. All right. I'm sorry. It's just notice that. Now go back to Trump.
You're supposed to be in there for just a tiny spot, like a 30 to 90 day period. That was many years ago. It's time.
Mr. President, are you concerned about the Kurds? themselves have lost thousands of fighters in battle.
That's true. And we've lost a lot of fighters, too.
Their safety.
Well, we're going to try. If you look at some of the Kurds, as you know, that's a natural enemy of Turkey. Specifically, as I said, I mean, they have natural enemies. They've been fighting each other for, somebody said today, hundreds of years. I mean, one historian said they've been fighting for hundreds of years. We interject ourselves into wars, and we interject ourselves into tribal wars and revolutions and all these things that are very, they're not the kind of thing that you settle the way we'd like to see it settled. It just doesn't work that way. But hopefully that'll all be very strong and strongly done. We're spending tremendous amounts of money. I can tell you the two countries that are most disappointed that we're leaving are China and Russia, because they love that we're bogged down and just watching and spending tremendous amounts of money instead of continuing to build our forces. We have tremendous new weapons under development now. We have weapons that nobody can even believe. We're going to be making some stops over the next 4 or 5 weeks. Some we show, some we don't show. But we've rebuilt our nuclear. We've renovated and rebuilt nuclear. We're building submarines, the likes of which they've never been even thought of before. The genius of them. Hopefully, and hope to God, we never have to use them. But we are doing what we have to do. But we've been there for many years, long, many, many, many years beyond what we were supposed to be. Not fighting, just there. Just there. And it's time to come back home. But I can understand the other side of it. But if you go by the other side, that means we should never, ever come home. We should never, ever come home. And, you know, I have to sign letters often to parents of young soldiers that were killed. And it's the hardest thing I have to do in this job. I hate it. I hate it. Afghanistan. I signed one the other day. Iraq. Syria. They get blown up by mines. They get taken out by a sniper. And I have to write letters to people. And we make each letter different. Each person is different. And we make them personal, but no matter what you do, it's devastating. The parents will never be the same. The families will never be the same. People are killed. Many people are still being killed. It's going to go on that way for perhaps a long time. And we're willing to do what we have to do, but there has to be an end game. And if you stay, it's going to be the same thing. Eventually, you're going to have to leave. It's going to be the same thing. So I think what we're doing is the right thing. A lot of people agree with me. A lot of people agree with me. And again, you go back and see my speeches. A big part of my speech, and always when I won what some people consider to be a surprise election, now I just see a poll that just came out where I'm up massively with independent voters. I don't know if it's this or because of the hoax, you know, that's going on with Nancy Pelosi and her friend, Adam Schiff. He's another beauty. He got caught lying all over the place. He doesn't know what to do. He's a mess. Right now, he's a mess. And everybody knows it. Just all you have to do is a little good reporting. You'll see he's a total mess because he got caught. But, you know, we have to do the right thing for our country, whatever it may be. And I just think that's the right thing. I respect both opinions. The problem with the other opinion is, when do we leave? When do we leave? We're going to stay there forever? Yeah, Jeff.
The White House counsel's office is preparing a letter to Speaker Pelosi about the impeachment inquiry. What do you hope to achieve with that letter?
Well, first of all, the impeachment inquiry is a scam. The conversation that I had with the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, was a very good it was a very cordial, very good conversation. The mistake they made, the opponents, the opposition, the Democrats, the radical left, deep state, whatever you want to call them, they came out with a whistleblower report before they saw the conversation. Had they waited one day, Nancy Pelosi wouldn't have made a fool out of herself, and she would have been able to say what I said. Because when she saw it, she said, this is not what the whistleblower said. I had a very, very congenial, nice conversation with a man that I like. And he ran on corruption. Because, as you know, Ukraine is known as a very corrupt country, one of the most in the world, shockingly, because I know Ukrainian people. It's surprising to me, but it's known as one of the most corrupt countries, and under the past leadership, it was...
Yeah, he's signaling right now to the deep state, I know you're laundering all your dirty politics through Ukraine. Go back to Trump.
Anti-corruption, as you know, I think it was his single biggest thing. And we had a great conversation, but it wasn't reported that way. The only reason I would have released a letter, because I think it's terrible to have to release a letter that you have with the leader of a country. I think that's a terrible precedent. But the whistleblower report, or whatever the news was so off. It was so horrible. I said, I never said that. I said, let me see. We have a stenographer report. We have a very, very word-for-word report of what I said. I released it. And almost everybody that read it said it's either perfect or really very good. But it's a very normal, nice conversation. And when you see that the president of Ukraine, President Zelensky, said there was no pressure put on me whatsoever. His spokesman came out 2 days ago, said there was absolutely no pressure put on the president. I didn't tell him to say that. There was no pressure put on. All you have to do is read the report. The problem is I released it a day after they had already made their big statements. And again, it's a big scam. And I think Adam Schiff should be investigated for what he did. He took to the great chamber, Congress, and he made a speech. And his speech was a fraud. Everything he said was a fraud. He went out as though I wrote it. He defrauded the American people. He defrauded Congress. He defrauded himself and his family. He made a speech as the horrible speech. I said, what is this? What's going on here? I think he's having some kind of a breakdown, because he got up and made a speech that bore no relationship to what the conversation was. And I'll tell you, a lot of people heard that speech, and a lot of people thought that's what I said because they heard his speech, because they're not going to read a 3 or 4 page conversation. They don't have access to it. But I thought it was one of the, I thought it was a terrible thing where he's going up speaking as the president of the United States, saying things that I never said. And the meaning was horrible. And the whole thought was horrible. And then the whistleblower, he did, through his committee, through himself, he met with a whistleblower. They never said that. They never talked about it. And Nancy Pelosi knew all of this stuff. I mean, she's as guilty as he is, because she knew all that. She knew everything about it. And she didn't do anything about it. And I'll tell you what, they should really be looked at very strongly, because what they did is unthinkable. What they did to this country is unthinkable. And it's lucky that I'm the president, because I guess, I don't know what, a lot of people said very few people could handle it. I sort of thrive on it. You know why? Because it's so important that we get to the bottom. We went through the whole Mueller scam, 2.5 years. We went through that, and I had 3-4 days where it was like over. And then I'm walking into the United Nations, and they released it as I'm walking in, Mr. Ambassador. I'm walking in. I'm going to meet with, I won't name, but one of the top leaders of the world. And I see up on the screen, and people start screaming about this scam called impeachment. You can't impeach a president for doing a great job. You can't impeach a president
for having... But of course, that's
not it.
Trump's biggest crime was winning the election. That's why they're impeaching him. Because he won. You won. You defeated the deep state. You defeated the CIA. You defeated the FBI. You defeated the treason of Obama. You defeated the fake news media. And so now they're trying to defeat you with an end around and impeaching President Trump. We'll be right back.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Okay, I am going to go to your phone calls this hour. We're going to go to those on the other side. First, let me go to some of these clips. Let's go to clip 7 first. Democrat clown candidate Cory Booker standing up for his buddy Joe Biden on CNN.
Senator, if the overwhelming issue for Democrats is President Trump must be defeated, do you feel that you and other Democrats should be doing more to speak in one voice, that Joe Biden's family is off limits?
No, I've said time and time again that this is unacceptable. That if you
come after Joe Biden, first, the Democrats are now admitting our number one thing is just get Trump. So they're just admitting that. I mean, we always knew that, but now they're admitting it. Hey, great policy. Joe Biden's family is off limits. What is that? What do you mean Joe Biden's family is off limits? Again, these people. What about Trump's family? Is his family off limits? No, Trump's family is all fair game. But Biden's family, oh no, no, don't get involved with Biden's family with the, daughter-in-law sleeping with the brother-in-law when her husband died. Oh yeah, that family totally endorsed by Joe, creepy Uncle Joe. I mean, literally, that's what goes on in the Biden family that we know of, aside from the dirty Ukrainian deals. But go back to Booga.
There's no, as you said, these are baseless, unfounded, scurrilous lies. Plain and simple. Trying to undermine the character of one of the statesmen of our country. Not our party, but our country. And so, yeah, you got a problem with me. I can't speak for this in a
big Cory Booker.
As an American, to see these kind of attacks, and whether it's the lies this president tells about Joe Biden, or lies that he tells about other Americans.
No, you're the Cory Booker and Joe Biden family. Good
about Mitch. Mitt
this dumbass off here. I can't take him here.
Unacceptable.
Let's go now to other Democrat clown show candidate. Kamala Harris saying the same thing.
It's debate.
No, I mean, I've said many times that on this issue of Ukraine, leave Joe Biden alone, because I really do believe to go down that road is to fall into the trap that the president has laid, which is to manipulate the power of the president and the relationships that we have with allies like Ukraine in a way that has been about his personal and political benefit. And so
I'm
not
going to
get duped
political whore. I mean, literally, she sucked her way to the top. Just ask Willie Brown. I mean, excuse me, but it's true. She's going to sit here and say, oh, again, that was the same political whore that attacked Joe Biden. Remember that? Remember when she went after Joe and then the whole thing was, oh, my gosh. And then Biden was like, but I was part of the Obama administration. I was part of the first black president. How can you come after me, Kamala? Me, old Uncle Joe, old creepy Uncle Joe. Remember all those private times, Kamala? But see, it's, oh, we have to defend Joe now. Now Joe's off limits. It was cool when we attacked Joe. Now Joe's off limits. Well, why is that? Oh, because... You see, the Ukrainian scandal is a real nerve, and there's probably political dirt on all of them somewhere in Ukraine. And so, Joe's family's off limits. Not when everyone was attacking Joe, and he was the pinata of the Democrat debates, and everyone was attacking him then. Oh, these policies, and oh, that policy, and oh, you've been in government for 300 years, Joe. Like, oh... Oh, but then Trump says, hey, we should investigate the corruption with Biden and the gas executives, and then him lying about it. And it's, oh, Joe's family is off limits. Come on. Who is it? There was a Democrat candidate that said, what about Joe's touching problems? But now Joe Biden's off limits. So, yeah, the Democrats can go after Joe when it's politically scoring points for them. Oh, but if Trump wants to go after Biden, no, no, no. But it's the same thing. These people have one set of rules. Trump has a different set. They can make deals in Ukraine all day long. It's perfectly fine. They can make deals in Russia all day long. It's perfectly fine. They can meddle in foreign elections and foreign affairs like in Libya and all across the world. It's perfectly fine. But if Trump goes to Russia and sneezes into a tissue, they need to investigate that tissue immediately, because who knows? It's probably treasonous for him to sneeze on foreign territory. All right, I promise I'm taking your calls in the next segment. I promise we're going to go right to those calls. Don't go anywhere. I still need to get to, but we got callers on the line, and so I will get to these calls
But I have to remind you again, folks, we only have 48 hours left of the big special at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. It's the biggest sale we can do, pretty much. 50% off all supplements, all InfoWars Life supplements, 50% off. Double Patriot points with every order that can be applied towards future purchases, and free shipping store-wide. So take advantage of these huge specials. We have 48 hours left for you to take advantage of this. So if you've been thinking about a product, thinking about a supplement, thinking about emergency food, thinking about a water filter and air filter, take advantage of these sales right now, because the free shipping, you're going to save a bunch of money on the air filters, the water filters, the emergency food supplies. Those are heavier to ship. We cover those costs as part of this special. If you're wondering, what's the deal with this VasoBeat Complete? 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I ought to give that a try. Now's the time. What's the deal? I keep hearing about this TurboForce. Everybody talks about this TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm a little curious. I drink the Red Bulls and the Monsters and all these other drinks, but, you know, they're kind of toxic and there's some processed sugar in there, and I get a big crash. What's the deal with this TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com? I'm going to give that a try. Now's the time, ladies and gentlemen. Now is the time. And it comes with 14 packets. So if you do the math, I mean, what energy drink costs, what, like $3 to $5, depending on where you get it? I mean, you do the math, the packet of TurboForce, the much better deal, much healthier too. InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's how you support us and how you support yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. As promised, I'm going to get to these phone calls. I do have a bunch of news I need to get to, but I've been rambling a bit. But I will get to this after your call. So let's go to some callers now. Let's go to Love It or Leave It in the Pacific Northwest. Go ahead.
2400 in the house. Marine Corps. You know, I am so happy that our president has called him up.
You know, that's pretty much all I'm hearing. And there seems to be some, and I'm hearing it from you, let's say, revitalizing energy throughout the Marine Corps?
Oh, I'm sure. They want to do is protect this country, and they're going to do it.
Do you think it will get to that point?
Oh, I think there's one route that the president can go. If he plays the cards right, he has maybe one chance to solve the problem without it becoming a hot civil war. They're not going to let that happen, in my opinion. They're going to do what they can to force it to go hot.
But we would both agree then, I think, that the president could take measures now to avoid a hot civil war. Let's say let's say we find out that
Marines, right? He's going to have the Marines in his back pocket. And they want to be there. None of them are going to say, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. They're going to be in his back pocket. That's what they're there for.
Let's throw a hypothetical out there. President Trump calls on the Marines and says, you know what? Please go arrest Adam Schiff. What do you think happens?
Well, I think I don't think they're going to. He's going to use them for that. Someone else was saying the Army can do that. I mean, they've got security police. They got military police. They've got the investigation division. Those are probably going to be the men and women that go after the traitors. The Marines are going to be there at the guard shack.
Well, I'd almost just like symbolically, I mean, America would never understand it, and the media would obviously, we know what the media would do.
Well, we don't care what the people, most of...
Well, neither do I. And I don't know if Trump, I don't know how much stake Trump puts into it either. I'm just saying the optics to say, okay, Trump has just called on the Marines. Literally, let's say there's 200 Marines outside of the White House, you know, just walking around D.C. You know, let's say you have, you know, 5 two-man teams or something. You know, just that would be enough to send a message to the deep state globalists, to these Democrats and everybody committing treason, like, okay, like we're playing ball now, okay? Like, you ready? You want to pull that trigger? You want to go down that road? And then, like I said, it's like a game of chicken. See who blinks first.
You know, the 8th and I Marines have been there for forever. Since the 1800s, 8th and I has...
Oh, you watch. The media will come out and start... the media will come out and start demonizing the Marines. I mean, that's what CNN and the rest of... Oh, the Marines have Trump's back. Next thing you know, every Marine will be, like, racist or something on CNN, you know, tomorrow night. So expect that to happen. Hey, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Brian in California. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Owen. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
So, like it says in the Constitution, he is the commander-in-chief. And it says in the Constitution, foreign or domestic, real or imagined, right? So he needs to activate JAG and the military law enforcement units. They've been training for this for 30 years to do exactly this, training with the military, right? We'll go out and do it. Arrest the first rung, arrest all Antifa, take all their bank accounts, and that will be a warning to everybody above them. We mean business.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Trump is putting out a lot of rhetorical warnings to these people. He just did it in a press conference today again. We played that. But the symbolic nature of having the Marines at the White House on a duty like that, I mean... Because what are little Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff going to do when the whole military has Trump's back? I mean, it's just like, are they really going to move forward against the entire United States? And the answer is yes, but it's almost like you want to force them to do that. You want to put them in a checkmate situation, or you want to put them in check, and then you can move them into checkmate.
I think he's already got them in checkmate. It's what are they going to do?
Boy, I'll tell you, though. And this is also why the president did this. They will pull a dirty bomb. They'll do an Oklahoma City bombing. They'll send somebody in to shoot up a school. I mean, they really will. They got agents. They're hot. They're all blackmailed anyway. They're all in this together. Anything else, Brian?
Well, I mean, he needs to do something quick, because let's just say all the militias and all the people that have been training, when they activate, they're going to be indiscriminate. Okay, they're just going to go after everybody they see. That they perceive is against America. So he needs to act before everybody else acts, and it turns into a real mess.
Yeah, it seems that that's kind of where we're all landing here intellectually. It's just who's going to blink first. All right, let's squeeze one more in here. Neil in Florida. Go ahead, Neil.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Owen? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, so my question was, is, you know, Mitch McConnell came out and said that as long as I'm standing here, that Trump will not be impeached, or something to that tone, I believe. I'm not looking at the news article now. My question is, did that just open up a floodgate that something may conveniently happen to him before all the cards come down? When and if? When or if?
Well, you notice how Mitch was, he saw which way the wind blew today. He's pro-war. You know, he doesn't want troops coming home from Syria, so I don't know how much that has to do with the latter. But, you know,
yeah,
it's the same story. Mitch McConnell is only one senator. I think Mitch McConnell does a lot. Look, Mitch McConnell is kind of like Lindsey Graham light. Like, they're both going to pay lip service to Trump. But at the end of the day, they've got their, I believe, I don't know how much Mitch McConnell, but they got their barking orders. Like, Graham has his barking orders. He's totally war in the Middle East. He wants it all the time. McConnell kind of the same way.
Yeah. All right, I was just kind of wondering, because I kind of missed some of the news today between doctor's appointments and such. So,
Mitch McConnell, thank you for the call. They've got enough Republicans. They got enough Republicans in the Senate if they can get impeachment to that point to impeach the president. I mean, look, Mitt Romney, all the others that vote against Trump when he wants to build a border wall, they've got others blackmailed too.
Infowars.com/show.
You know, I just had a thought come to me, and it's like
so obvious. How did I not already think of this? We're going to keep taking calls. We got callers on the line, but I actually want to open up the phone lines specifically for Marines to call in. I know we have a large listener base within the Marines. A lot of you have been reaching out to us lately. But if your name isn't already on the board, guys, let's just, and I've got some calls we're going to get through, but from now on, only callers, I only want to hear from Marines, former Marines or active duty Marines, or if you've got a family member in the Marines. Because people can sit here and say, oh, you know, InfoWars, fear-mongering or running with your clickbait headline again. No, this is the real deal. So I'm just thinking, it's like, how do you, and this was kind of a strategy thing from over the weekend that Alex is discussing. It's like, and I've talked about this on air before too. It's like, how do we go from, okay, this is the norm of where we're at, raising the alarm, to, okay, now we're here. It's like, again, like we're so cutting edge ahead of the time. It's like, we need to figure out, now we have to literally game plan how we're ahead of the next deal. And it's like, do we talk about the 5G? Do we talk about the surveillance grid? We talk about everything moving to China. We've talked about the deep state. We've talked about the cold civil war coming. We've talked about the treason. We've talked about the fake wars. We've talked about the JFK. I mean, we've talked about the fluoride in the water. It's like, oh, yeah. But it's fine. I mean, because the real people that know what's going on behind the scenes aren't on the air. They're not flapping their gums. They're not flexing their muscles like a Philip Mudd or a Chuck Schumer. It's like, hey, yeah, we have the intelligence agencies. Chuck Schumer or Phil Mudd. Government's going to kill this guy. So let's see if there's any Marines out there that want to weigh in on this topic. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. If there's any Marines listening, active duty, former, or have a family member that want to weigh in on this issue right now, we'll put you at the front of the line. Folks, we still have the biggest special in the history of InfoWars Store going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all InfoWars life supplements, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points with every order that can be applied towards future purchases. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, we got big things planned for 2020. Put the petrol in our combustion engine so that we can just jet set into the future with you, and that InfoWars can remain massively effective as we move in towards 2020 and beyond. All right, we're getting a couple of Marines, it looks, on the lines, but let me just take one caller before we get to you. Let's go to Eric in Florida. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Shroyer the Destroyer. I haven't had access to my laptop, so I don't know if it's been covered yet. But I forwarded an article that basically Clint Eastwood is going to be putting out a movie here in a couple months on Richard Jewell in regards to the how his life was ruined.
Yeah, I think it's just called Jewel, right?
I don't know the name.
I think the movie is just called Jewel, but yeah, it's basically like, here's the deep state corruption, here's how they can, you know, murder people, silence people.
I think it can be used in different ways. It can also be used for, you know, you guys to go after some of these people that are trying to sue you.
Well, we got our own plans right now behind the scenes happening,
cool.
It's not cheap.
Hey, and also, was it after 9/11? Was that the ricin problem where they tried to blame that guy for it?
Who blame who?
They tried to blame some guy, but it was higher grade ricin.
Yeah, that was a Syria deal, right?
I'm not sure. It just popped into my head when I got there.
I think you're talking about a Syria deal, where they're claiming Assad was using gas weapons or whatever, and of course they just made all that up, and then the Western media propped it up, the ones that will go along with the plan.
But the point is, Trump wants to remove the troops from Syria, and you're seeing the people who are really tied up in war and have that on their mind more than anything right now. Let's go to a retired Marine, Jonas, in Tennessee. Go ahead, Jonas.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I just want to say I'm a big supporter of President Trump, 24 years in the Marine Corps, and currently teach Navy JROTC at an inner-city school.
So what are you hearing from other Marines, from current Marines, from people in the Navy about what's going on behind the scenes and what Trump is doing right now to stave off this coup?
You know, I have a lot of friends that are still on active duty, and every one of my friends is a big supporter of President Trump. Now, of course, nobody supports everything he says, but, you know, we'll do what we're told to do, and we're going to do what we have to do to protect the president.
Is the attitude pretty much throughout the ranks of the military and the Marines that, hey, there is a coup against this president? We don't necessarily need to name names or point fingers, but there is a coup, and we're ready to do our duty to protect the president in America should this go to that level?
Well, I mean, as a retiree, I can be called back active duty, and I'll do anything I can to protect the president. But like I've said before, it really doesn't matter who the president is. You know, we took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, and as I tell my students, I protect the Constitution before I'm going to protect anything else. And we talk about that a lot in my class. And it's hard for them in the beginning to understand that. But the Constitution is what comes first. And I took an oath to protect and serve. And I think every Marine or military member out there will tell you the same thing.
Well, and I don't know about you, but that's why I get so salty. And maybe you saw the clip of Nancy Pelosi when her and Schiff were out there on the giving their press conference about how they're going to impeach the president, and they keep saying, the Constitution this, the Constitution that. These people hate the Constitution. They call to take the guns. They take away free speech. There's no privacy anymore. Give me a break. I mean, do you get as salty when you hear Nancy Pelosi talking about the Constitution, somebody who'd wipe her butt with it if she could?
Yeah, it does bother me. When they do that, because they only use the Constitution when it serves to their benefit. But then again, they're more than willing to take away a person's Second Amendment right. And I can tell you from where I live in Tennessee, that's just not going to happen. We do not have a problem here where I'm at with Antifa or any of the other organizations.
No, not too much of a problem with the chilling effect on your free speech either. People walk around in Trump hats and Trump gear in Tennessee like a Tennessee football Titan hat or something. Hey, thank you so much for the call, Jonas. Again, if any other Marines want to call in, former Marines currently serving, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Let's get your take on all this madness. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
You know, we passed a demarcation line here for total victory, and I just want to let the audience know I was pretty much totally censored within moments of me getting started in political media. And I just want to lay this out to just show you just a total victory that we're having right now. I basically had my wings clipped or even chopped off before I could grow and fly in political media with all the censorship, banned off YouTube, which was my biggest platform, banned off Facebook, and totally shadow banned on Twitter. So much now where it's such a joke to them, they literally just voice modulate me and then flip my stream upside down. But despite all this censorship, this live show getting banned everywhere, the only place this live show is allowed to exist is at Infowars.com/show. Obviously, band.video, our new platform. And we've got the internal numbers, but again, I had a brief meeting with Alex before we went over some stuff. And it's just like, it's an echo to me now where he's like, we are having victory. they're stealing our victory, but we are having victory. That's the message. Where, folks, they can't even do this. You could have the top host at CNN. No one's listening. But the top host could put out a call and say, hey, I need this. Nobody would call in. We put out a call. I say, hey, Marines, sound off. And we get Marines lighting up the phone lines, families of Marines lighting up the phone lines. So it's just a victory. Despite all the censorship, we're still out there. We're still reaching people. We're still in communication. We're still synchronized. We're still on the same frequency. We're still ready for action. And so I just want to point that out, folks. And I'm going to go to some of these great callers again. We've got active Marines in, families of Marines. We've already heard from a couple. What do you think about Trump getting the Marines ready for who knows what it could mean? Maybe he's getting them ready for a coup against him. Maybe he's getting them ready for them to somebody to come in and try to arrest him. Maybe he just knows that, uh-oh, the Democrats, the deep state, the globalists, they've got something going. They've got a big plan to really shake things up, and he needs them activated and ready for that. Could be a big dirty bomb. Who knows? The border's wide open under Obama, folks. They could have snuck in anything. So they tried to sneak nukes out of an Air Force base. If it wasn't for the InfoWars, they'd probably have gotten away with it. That was Obama. So this is all real, and that's why I wanted to hear from the Marines, just so the audience knows that, hey, look, they know what's up. Like, we're not up here blowing smoke, and we're not all, I mean, we may be censored on all these platforms, but we're still reaching the mass audience. We're still reaching the Americans that are changing the world. So let's go to some of you guys called in right now. Let's go to Sergeant, called in from California, who wants to comment on the Marines to White House. Go ahead.
Hey there, Owen. It's really an honor again to speak to you. I've called a couple times before. I've served in the Marine Corps. I actually enlisted before 9/11. And then when 9/11 happened, I guess you could call that one of the biggest wake-up calls to anybody serving in the military at that point. And I don't think I've ever had really the feeling, that gut feeling of just not so much despair, but kind of like just like that, oh, crap, here we go. I haven't had that feeling again until just Sunday when Alex broke the news from Mike Adams about, of course, Trump calling on the Marine Reserves to quite possibly, you know, cordon off and become that protectorate. Honestly, it I'll tell you what, there's a lot of us lions in, you know, laying in wait. We're very observant. We're quiet. There is that silent majority they're always talking about, but I'm going to tell you, there's a silent minority within that majority that are very, very good at a particular set of skills and are just grinding and just filing our teeth, waiting for the day that they make that wrong move. And we're ready to jump. We're ready to jump. But I'll tell you what, we're standing behind the president as peaceful as we can. And we go along the credo of honor, courage, and commitment. Semper Fidelis. We're always faithful. And we're never scared.
Well, and that's all I'm hearing. And you know, I'll say this too. I don't want to make any insinuations about the past, so that I just want to be clear that's not what I'm doing here, but I do want to say this, and I want to get your take. I would say to serve under President Trump and these Marines, to take a call of duty for the president to protect this country domestically from a coup or from whatever might be coming next, let's just say I think that this will be the most, how do I say it? The most free, let me just put it this way. There'll be no sour taste in any Marine's mouth. Does that make sense, Sergeant?
Absolutely. It actually does. And let me tell you something. When we take an oath of enlistment, the Marines actually have a different oath of enlistment than the rest of the services. The rest of the services, they swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and obey all orders that come from the officers appointed above them. The Marines also have a subtext part of that. It says, and obey all orders from the President of the United States. We are directly adherent to the President. We follow his orders. There is no other service of the military that has that purview under the President.
And I am just getting the same energy from you that I'm getting from all the other Marines. It's like, man, like, hey, this is, you know, again, I don't want to make any insinuations about the past, but it's like, this is finally that lust for justice. Like, we don't want blood, But man, we want justice. We want freedom. We want to protect this country at all costs. And finally, it's like that moment. It's like I'm saying to the audience, like, it's the buzzer beater shot here in the next year. Thank you so much for calling again, Sergeant. Let's go to Michael in Tennessee. Same subject, Marines to the White House. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Owen, for some color.
Thank you.
I'm retired Army, but I know what my brothers in arms are saying on the other side. I got a son that's in the Corps. My wife literally changed careers at 39 from teaching to the Air Force. So when it comes to this hoax and this crap that's going on, even the Army guys in the small community I'm belonging to, we're all ready in a moment's notice to support them in their mission. Because this is a new turning point in our country. And if we don't take our stand now, then what do we do? Do we look back at the 40s and say we repeated what Nazi did when the Germans said we didn't see it? Or do we continue forward with the patriotism that we've been instilled upon and the oath we took to protect the Constitution and the country?
Well, and here's the thing, too. I told this earlier. I don't know if you were listening. A Lyft driver I had this morning, that we were both kind of talking about this, but we're both hesitant to kind of break that barrier of where we stood politically. But this individual had five kids. And the whole point is that, like, just like the Marines are more ready than ever, or like Michael was saying, Army more ready than ever, like the average American has to be more ready than ever. Now, I'm not saying that means you're ready to go, have your gun loaded or whatever, but whatever it means for you. I don't know. Maybe you got some kids. Maybe you do have a fortune somewhere. Maybe you do have a business that's big. Maybe you do have X, Y, or Z. Now is the time to be focused and ready for whatever is going to come next. And so maybe that means, hey, you got a bug out bag ready to go to your country. Maybe that means if you're in the Marines that, yeah, you're ready to protect President Trump against this coup. You know, if you got kids, making sure your kids know about the propaganda in the schools and the media and everything that goes on in Hollywood. I mean, so there's all these different challenges, and we all have to be our most prepared now than ever. Anything else, Michael?
Just one last thing. The consensus is we don't want blood. That's the thing. I think the left is pushing is for that amount of violence, and the majority of us have, you know, multiple tours in Iraq and Afghan. That's the last thing we want is that type of carnage here. We want this to be peaceably done, and we can do that. It's just going to take everybody waking up completely to realize what's going on.
And, man, it's a dangerous spot to be in because, like you said, there is that reservation, but there's also that lust. Not a bloodlust, never a bloodlust, never a lust for violence, never a lust for death, a lust for justice. And, man, if that opportunity isn't ahead of us, I don't know what is. Thank you so much for the call, Michael. But, you know, it's kind of like this, like he was saying how the Marines and the Army are ready to protect this nation. Let me give you a little life advice out there. If you're ever in a street fight or you ever witness a street fight and there's a guy standing there with his arms crossed, that's the guy you don't mess with. Okay? That's the guy that's probably a trained fighter. And as soon as you cross that line, he's going to knock you out cold. So that's just a word of advice. You know, if you see a guy on the street with his arms crossed about to get into a fight, that's the guy that's about to kick everybody's ass. It's kind of the military right now. It's kind of the Marines right now. Like, they're sitting here like, really, you're going to go against Trump, are you? Got their arms crossed. They're ready. Better not make them mad.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the biggest sales ever, probably that we could ever do. I don't think you'll ever beat these sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Final 48 hours of the Black Friday sale, 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements, double Patriot points with every order, and free shipping store-wide. You hear a lot about the Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's 50% off right now. Now's the time to try it at this discounted rate. Get yourself the new VasoBeat Complete. And seriously, though, I mean, this is the one. If you haven't got a water filter to filter your water, if you haven't got an air filter for your home, now is the time. Please take advantage of the free shipping. Take advantage of this sale. It's just crazy to not be filtering your water. I mean, it's just a given, folks. I mean, it's going to be common knowledge within 10 years how poison the tap water is. So just be ahead of the curve. get yourself a water filter. Do yourself a favor. Get yourself an air filter for your home, for your family, for your kids, for your guests in your home. Get that air filter. Get that water filter and take advantage of free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we've had the lines just lit up with Marines getting in on this subject, and so I'm really glad I did this. I have a bunch of news I still need to get to, but it's hard to not take these phone calls, so powerful. Because it's like, I just know how it goes. The average naysayer of InfoWars is just, oh, yeah, nice one. Yeah, the Marines called by Trump. Sure. It's like, no, Jackwagon, this is the real world. So we'll go to the Marines, and you can hear exactly from what they're thinking and what their family is hearing, too, and what other members of the military are doing. It's almost like I want to move up the Veterans Call-In Special this month, but we do that last Friday of every month. We're just probably going to have a lot of call-in shows like this, quite frankly, in this perilous time. Let's go now to George calling in from New Mexico, whose cousin is a Marine. Go ahead, George.
Hey, Owen. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling.
So I'm not a Marine, but my cousin is, and he just came home for the weekend for a barbecue, and I was kind of picking his brain about this stuff. And one big point is both of our mothers are Mexican immigrants. They came here lawfully when they were young, and they were very proud to become Americans and learn the language and everything. So he had been at the border, and he had seen a lot of the places, the facilities where they're keeping everybody. And he said that they were getting spit on, cursed at, called every name in the book, and he never really was political before this, and he kind of started to wake up to what was going on.
Yeah, but no, think about this for a second. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it is a point that I didn't get talked about. Just think about the average member of, you know, ICE or Border Patrol, or heck, now even just, you know, a military member, where the media and the Democrats have outraged and instigated the average leftist so far beyond the pale. They go out and they attack members of ICE, like you said, spit on people, verbally attack people, throw things at people. And these are not even political people. These are just people doing their job. Some of them really tough jobs. Some of them their life is on the line every day. And they show up for work to protect the average American. And then what do you get? The average American leftist throwing things at them, spitting at them, cursing at them. And it's like, what the hell? And so then they start to look beyond it because they know this average moron out in the streets is getting these calling, you know, these orders, if you will, from somewhere else. And then they see, oh, it's coming from the media. Oh, they see it's coming from Democrats. Oh, those same people are trying to destroy Trump. Huh. And so it's all kind of connecting right now.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of funny. I'm a proud boy here in Albuquerque. And we got a pretty strong little force out here. And, I mean, just doing something as simple as a flag wave downtown in Albuquerque, it was like 15 of us on 200 Antifa members and scattered people. But they were putting physically disabled people or physically disfigured people and mentally disabled people up front, you know, I mean, trying to showcase them and make it look like we're against them. And it's just disgusting, man. So we're trying to fight the good fight with you guys out here. And I just wanted to say one more thing. The X2, I've had psoriasis for about 12 years. Started taking that like 2 months ago, and it's completely gone. Like, gone. So I really
Hold on. Say that one more time, George.
I had psoriasis for about 12 years, maybe a little more. And I started taking X2 about 2 months ago, and it's completely gone. And I do exercise and try to eat well, but that stuff was the key. I've tried everything else, and none of it worked. You know, so you guys really aren't BSing people. And I think Alex is the general. You guys are all awesome. And we have your back, man. There's a lot of people that know how to shoot, know how to hunt, and know how to fight. And we take care of ourselves and our families. And you guys really lit the fire under us to pay attention. So we appreciate that.
Well, thank you, George. Thanks for the call. And thank you for that testimony with Survival Shield X2. InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen. We have take calls and people just say, hey, we love the product. So thank you so much for supporting us, George. Let's go to Reed in Florida. Go ahead, Reed.
Hey, Owen, how's it going? Just wanted to let you know you guys are doing a great job. You're getting out there to people. I actually pulled into a grocery store and saw on the back of a handicap placard for the sign a InfoWars sticker. And I'm actually in Gainesville, and you guys are reaching a totally blue county. And people are finally starting to wake up.
And, you know, here's the other thing, too. When you talk about our reach, specifically since we have a lot of Marines calling in today, I don't know if you're a Marine or not. You wanted to talk about this subject, though.
Yeah. I did 8 years Marine Corps, 8 years Army.
So tell me, because what I get, too, is, you know, a lot of people that are in the military or Marines or they're so informed on these things, but not like the political information newscape type of informed, like the real information, like the geographical warfare, the behind the scenes politics with orders that are being given and you know, people being moved from stations and bases, you know, the stuff that doesn't really get reported. And so it's like you guys are in this totally different atmosphere of information, and either the average conversation you try to have or the average newscast you tune into is just like, it's just, I mean, not that you're being uppity. It's just, you're so above it. It's just like so low IQ, like first grade stuff. This is like the only place where people like that can go and actually feel like they're talking or listening to someone that's in that same atmosphere of intelligence.
Well, my mom's a Democrat, and I tried to tell her the stuff I learned when I was in the military. If I could tell her half of it, it would totally blow her mind. And here's a little bit of information, and you can look at this. If you go to any old news footage of Bill Clinton getting off of Air Force Two, whenever the president walks away from the Marine is supposed to turn and face him. And because people in the Marine Corps did not like Bill Clinton, they would never turn and face him.
What about with Obama? I would imagine it was even worse with Obama.
They did it with Obama, but under Clinton, they just did not respect the man at all, even though he was the president.
But see, the Clintons never respected Secret Service. They never respected the Marines anyway. And so it kind of just became, I think that they kind of sowed their own seed with that deal. You know, they watered their own plant. But hey, I mean, Bill Clinton didn't care. He was escaping off to Pedophile Island on the Lolita Express. So I think, you know, again, but that's like the Secret Service knows that. Marines know that. They try to talk to the average American, and it just falls on deaf ears. Hey, thank you so much for the call, Reed. Let's get one more caller in before this second hour break. Peter in New Orleans, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I called a couple of weeks ago on your Military Friday or whatever. I'm a family member of two Marines and an Air Force father. Both of the Marines were in Vietnam, and what I can tell you that I learned from them is what comes first is the American people. You know, when you can't define that you're protecting the Constitution and the President, when you can't figure out what that means, you're protecting the American people. And for all the wars that they've been involved in that were hard to believe in, Vietnam or the Middle East, this is a war they can believe in. You know, from the time they blew off Kennedy's head right in front of us on nationwide television till now, we all know what this is. The difference is now they're weaponized against us internally. This isn't really trying to put down a coup. This is a Red Dawn situation. We have to retake the hill.
You know, and since you brought up, the Kennedy deal, and of course they tried to assassinate Reagan too. Let's not forget George H.W. Bush was his vice president. If you don't think he had some thing to do with that, well, you can go ahead and think that. But I mean, it's just crazy because, like you said, they blew JFK's head right in front of everybody. They got away with it. Trump released the documents, how they lied about the whole thing. He had him try to kill Reagan, too. And here's the difference with Trump, though, because Reagan, he wasn't as with it as Trump. He needed some medications, and I think in his later years, he wasn't as much with it. JFK, also, they were able to drug, I believe. There were a lot of drugs. He was kind of a party boy. Trump doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, isn't on a bunch of pharmaceuticals, is totally with it for a man his age. They got nothing on the guy. They investigated for 2 years. They got nothing. I mean, Trump is trumping them, literally, pun intended.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Troyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right. right, we're going to get back to your phone calls. I still need to get to this news. I think I'll do that in the last two segments today, and I'll just take more calls until we don't have any left. Again, though, if there's any Marines that want to weigh in on this or family members of Marines, former Marines, 888-201-2244. And then also, you know, how about all these neocons wanting more war in the Middle East? Like Meghan McCain. I mean, seriously, like, you know, sometimes when your family has a bad history, bad lineage, it's like in The Departed, where Leonardo DiCaprio is like, you know, families are constantly rising and falling. Well, you know, Meghan McCain could have redeemed her family name to not be warmongering pigs. Pun not intended, but I guess if the shoe fits or doesn't. Here's Meghan McCain on her little daytime talk show that nobody really watches. They just have it on their TV, you know, dentist office or whatever, and then people just see the propaganda. But here is intellectual giant, again, pun not intended, a war pig, Meghan McCain on daytime TV. Oh, just, we got to have war. How dare President Trump try to bring the troops home?
So I'm going a little bit rogue, but I've been so mad this morning and so upset.
Hold on, stop it again. Pause it. Let's restart it. Did she say she's going woke? Is she? Oh, rogue. Okay, I was going to say. Oh, yeah, she went rogue at the old buffet. All right, go ahead.
So I'm going a little bit rogue, but I've been so mad this morning and so upset about this news that we are abandoning our Kurdish allies.
She did get the jacket. She did get the jacket memo.
These are allies of ours that American soldiers are still continuing to fight alongside. All we did was arm them, and they fought for America. And right now, we're just saying we're just going to leave them and abandon them. And to everyone in the White House and every Republican who was mad that President Obama pulled out of Iraq, you feckless, unpatriotic cowards. I cannot believe this is where we're at.
All right, hold on. I got to break this down. Here, pause and rewind it again. I want you to show, this is so contrived. This is unbelievable. She's literally reading off of some weapons manufacturing talking point right now. Now, I'm going to point this out. Now, we're going to replay this again. Trump wants to remove troops from the Middle East. Now, she says that the Kurdish fighters are fighting for America. You know, look, it's sometimes it's really hard not to curse. That is such effing BS. Do you think if America got invaded, Kurdish forces would be on our front lines? I mean, give me a break. That is insane. I'm not against the Kurdish people. It's just insane to sit here and act like we're fighting for America in Syria. Like, Meghan McCain thinks you're an idiot. But notice, let me watch her eyes. So here she's building up more warmongering. We need more war. She's definitely got interest probably or a rat hole in some weapons manufacturing stock. But notice when she says feckless people, she goes and reads off her talking points. So that's probably literally somebody wrote that down for her to say, and probably someone's stock made $1 million. So watch McCain's eyes when she goes with this insult.
But I've been so mad this morning and so upset about this news that we are abandoning our Kurdish allies in the Middle East. These are allies of ours that American soldiers are still continuing to fight alongside. All we did was arm them, and they fought for America. And right now, we're just saying we're going to leave them and abandon them. And
that was your father that did that with Obama.
Every Republican who was mad that President Obama pulled out of Iraq.
Now he goes to the street.
You feckless, unpatriotic cowards. I cannot believe this is where we're at.
See how she goes to the street? That was written down. Total talking points. She's a total actor. What a pig.
And to our American troops who have fought and died for this.
You're a feckless pig.
Can
you imagine this? She's sitting. I get her off the screen. Can you imagine this? Americans have fought and died. So more Americans need to fight and die. Man, F you, you war pig. Oh, that's.
All right, I'm going to chill out. I'm going to take more of your phone calls. It's too bad. The daughter of war criminal John McCain, Meghan McCain, is just as much as a war pig than he is.
What a bitch! Excuse me. It's...
I apologize for my French responding to Meghan McCain, but
It's just, isn't it unbelievable how she can sit up there and bang on the war drums and the entire host of liberal, quote-unquote liberal panelists just lets her do it? These people used to be against war, but they're for it now because Trump is against war. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Now, I've got callers on the line. I promise I'm going to get to the rest of you guys. In fact, guys, let's just take that one more caller for now. And then I really need to get to the rest of these clips in this news. We've taken a bunch of calls. I'm going to take the ones on the line. Folks, not much time left to get 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements. Free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points that can be used towards future purchases. So if you've been wondering about all the talk about TurboForce or BrainForce Plus or Super Male Vitality or Bodies or Survival Suit X2, all the people call in and rave about, if you've been wondering and you've been curious, now's the time to take advantage of 50% off all those supplements, folks. Now's the time to take advantage of free shipping store-wide. If you haven't got a water filter yet, an air filter yet, this is just common sense stuff, folks. Filter your water, filter your air for your house, for your kids, your family, the guests that come over. And then, hey, it's a great way to talk people up about InfoWars, too. They come in, they see the air filter, they say, oh, what's that? You say, well, I saw this study that said the average house air is polluted as a major inner city. And I just, you know, I figured I didn't want my family bringing that in and my kids and my guests. So I got this great air filter. And wow, we really love it. It takes the odor away from the dog. Whenever my dog farts, it turns on. It's really great. And then they say, oh, well, where'd you get it? Hey, InfoWars, InfoWars store. And then you show them the information. And then it's just like, whoa, game changing. So that's how you can awaken a mind. That's how you can light a brush fire of liberty, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials. All right. We've got usually a special guest, but honored to have him call in on the phone. That's when you know you've really hit it big. That's when you know you're big time, when your special guests call in on the phone, like Frank Kavanaugh, who wants to weigh in on this, of course, former military himself. So, Frank Kavanaugh, go ahead. Marines to the White House. What's on your mind?
You know, that Meghan McCain thing. Oh, Owen, what's up, brother? Good to talk to you, but I was sitting here listening to you, and the whole thing with the Marines getting called up, I'll talk about that in a second, but Meghan McCain, the whole cabal, their bread and butter is war, and they eat a lot, and they see their whole bread and butter.
Oh, clearly. Just pull up a picture of McCain. Go ahead.
They see their whole world completely going away from them, and I want you to remember Admiral Mike Rogers, was the guy back in November 2016 that went to Trump and said, hey, you're getting spied on. And I was in the Army. I was in the JAG Corps in Iraq. When there was things happening, I would get orders from brigade in Baghdad, and I was at Al-Asad, which is a Marine base. And there's a different set of rules for the UCMJ. So the Marines getting called up, Mike Rogers, Admiral Rogers being the one who told Trump. Trump knows that all of us in the military that have taken that oath, we live by a different set of rules, basically. We've gone through way more things that we didn't want to do in the military than things that we did want to do. It was the best time of my life. It was absolutely horrible, too. And we don't have anything to prove. We know how valuable freedom is, and we know how great our country is. And Trump knows that. Trump went to Exeter. He was never in the military, but he went to Exeter, which is a military academy. His dad sent him there. And he understands that we all live by a different code. Basically, we all fear God. The majority of people that are in the military fear God. And these people, the cabal, proclaim that there is no God. And they're freaking out.
But let me just stop you right there, because let's go back to what you said. Why would the people that have been feeding off war for so long in the West, the Western interests, because this is such a root cause of everything that's behind Trump. Of course they want to spy on Trump. These people are manipulating these wars in the Middle East, which are also manipulating the stock market, weapons manufacturing, and contracts in the West. They need that intel. So, oh, here comes Trump. He's not part of our cabal. Oh, he wants to bring the troops home. That's a threat to their bottom line. Of course they're going to be spying on him with the apparatus. Now, Obama's reason for spying is probably separate. But it's the same group of people. So they all had different reasons to spy, but they all got caught spying.
Oh, yeah, they all got caught spying. Here's the thing. The military, we have honor, and there's no honor in the civilian sector there where these people, I mean, you look at James Comey, you look at Mueller, who was hanging out with Whitey Bulger back in the day, you know, gangsters. They
yeah, the old Clinton fixer.
Yeah, yeah. They think they're rock stars is what they think they are, and they're not. They're nothing. What they are is public servants that went wrong. And as far as Meghan McCain and the whole media, all of them in that. People are so afraid in that cabal to say anything because they're going to get destroyed. And they don't understand that they're part of the thing that will destroy them because they're being silent. And once you speak up and come out, everything that you think is going to happen to you is not going to happen to you. The exact opposite, because there's way more people that love freedom in the United States than love fear. And those people are going to embrace you and greet you, and it's going to be a whole new world for you. So the whole hold that they have on this country is fear. And that's the left-hand path. And the right, what we're doing, it's love. There's only two ways, love and fear. And I'm scared, but I'm not fearful. I have anticipation and anxiety about what's going to happen. But thank God that Trump called up the Marines.
And yeah, so what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, that's the whole thing I'm talking about, is that the military lives by a different set of rules, a different set of standards, and we fear God. And Trump understands that. And what ultimately we're fighting here is a force that's been a force of evil that's been in the world forever, since mankind came around. It's the nature of man. And now they're being exposed, and they thought that they were going to take over this whole planet with a world government that was going to be of enslavement. And instead they're getting exposed. There is going to be a world government. There's going to be a global globalization of freedom, and they're freaking out. And it's like every time I come on your show, it seems like I talk about the wounded animal and the death throes. And that's what they're doing with the whole impeachment thing. And his
question. But you know what, Frank? You just hit it on the larger scale. You just hit it exactly on the larger scale. They're at the top level, the people that organize the Bilderberg groups, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, they're all freaking out because the average individual, the average citizen of the world, is moving towards an individual freedom, independence, love mindset instead of a fear of the authoritarian state, a fear of themselves, a hatred of themselves, a hatred of being patriotic. That's what really scares the globalist at a root philosophical level. Frank, thank you so much for calling today. Let me squeeze in one more before this break. O'Brien in Maryland. Go ahead, O'Brien. O'Brien, are you there? All right. Let's play this just why not on the way to break, because you have all these Democrats, guys. Clip 19, Beto getting a flu shot, Warren saying let's have a beer, AOC making pasta. It's all these weird stuff the Democrats are trying to prove to you they're human. Chuck Schumer just got in on the fun, and this is the biggest video from Chuck Schumer in decades. So here's Chuck eating baby food and feeding his, I guess that's his grandson, and showing off his nice pasty legs. So here's Chuck Schumer. Look, I'm human. I feed my kids and eat baby food. I'm human, yes? Fellow human? I'm fellow human. See, I feed kids too. I'm fellow human like you and Beto and Elizabeth Warren and AOC. I am human. I do human things. I'm not alien. I'm human like you. We are human.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, I'm going to take as many calls as I can this segment. So, guys, if you do get callers' names up and ready, we'll take them. But I got to get to some of this news before I get off air in these video clips in the last two segments. So we'll take as many calls as we can this segment, and then I really got to focus on the news and clips. So let's go ahead and go with Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Owen, I'm right here.
Okay, Jefferson, go ahead.
I would like to know if all these military people would support a suspension of the Constitution that would actually be suspended back in 2001 by the president, and he say we're in martial law and we're going to have military tribunals. That's what I want the military people to sound off on. Would they support military tribunals for John Brennan and Hillary Clinton so we can get around the federal judiciary and use the military to try these people? That's the first thing I'd like to see happen.
Well, I would say based on the calls we've taken, the answer would be yes.
But it doesn't seem to me that they recognize that the Constitution they swore to uphold was suspended long ago. And we've been in this sort of emergency state where the federal government...
Well, but hold on now. We can get into semantics about, violations of the Constitution, this, that, or the other thing. It's like the whole thing about a socialist country. I mean, we already live in a socialist country. You know what I'm saying? So I don't necessarily want to get into the semantics of that because right. The average American has no clue what's even going on. I think the question you went to originally was the real... I mean, that's the question. How much support does President Trump have for a military tribunal? And like... I mean, the people I talk to, I don't know about if you're talking to people in the military, but, I mean, they have Trump's back. I mean, 80% of the military is fully behind Trump. I mean, conservatively, maybe 90?
Yeah, I would hope that's true.
But these people deserve, I mean, we need a military tribunal. This country is you know as much as I do. It's become so corrupt, that's the only answer, really.
It is. We got to force confessions out of these people if we're going to avoid a hot war. We got to have Hillary Clinton on television admitting that she's working for China. She's trying to line her own pockets. She's a traitor. That sort of thing has to be forced out.
Oh, that's such a great idea. That'd be like if Hillary Clinton ran for office and said, hey, let's open the borders, increase taxes, shut down free speech. Oh, wait, she already did that once. She's about to do it again.
I got one correction for you. JFK was not killed live on television. We didn't get to see the Zapruder film for 15 years.
Okay, I'm sorry if I misspoke. I didn't mean that. I was just simply saying they got away with murdering him right in front of all the people.
But they suppressed that evidence from the population. For 15 years, we didn't get to see the actual film. We got to see still shots from it in Time magazine. But they withhold evidence that they think is a threat to national security.
And it all came out, too. You had the church hearings with the Operation Mockingbird press. And, of course, you know, I mean, just from the papers released by Trump, and it wasn't even all of them. I mean, it was all a setup. But, hey, let me ask you this for fun real quick. And if people really want to get into a rabbit hole, did the motorcade, the car that JFK was in, did it have two back seats or one?
It had two sets of back seats behind the driver and the Secret Service officer in the front. But there was a bench seat that the president and Jackie Onassis were in, and the governor and his wife were in two smaller seats in front of them.
Hmm. An interesting debate people are having, because there seems to be a debate about that. Hey, that's just a fun rabbit hole. I'm putting a little cookie crumb out there if you want to go down there. Hey, thanks for the call, Jefferson.
Thanks.
Let's go to Spencer in Florida. Go ahead. Just fire him up. Spencer, go ahead.
Thanks for having me on. Just wanted to let you know that the Safari web browser, if you go to listen to any of the streams, a separate hyperlink page will come up, and it'll show unsupported plugin. So I didn't know if this was related to...
Are you talking about on Infowars.com or what?
Yeah, Infowars.com.
You know what? It's funny you bring that up. I'm so inundated. I've been meaning to do this for a while. Google Chrome web browser pretty much censors Infowars.com. It always makes it mess up. It'll mess up your streams. So when you are watching Infowars, it's best to avoid any Google web browsers. I don't really use Safari, so this is new to me. Firefox seems to be better. Internet Explorer seems to be okay. Obviously, it sucks because, again, it's just like anything else. Like, Google Chrome is the best browser. It's the most efficient, but they sabotage Infowars, so you have to go to another one.
I figured that was the case. All right. Just wanted to let you and all the info warriors know.
Yeah, these are the hoops we have to jump through, unfortunately. But, you know, it's kind of fun for the audience, too. It's like a treasure hunt, you know, every time just to find our broadcast. So, you know, we just take what they give us. Thanks so much for the call, Spencer. All right, I'm just going to retire the phone lines now, guys. Let's go ahead and shut the phone lines down. I need to focus. I need to get to all these news stories, all of these clips, and tie it all together. Let me just do this, though. Let's just loosen up for a second here. All right. I don't even know really what to make of this. And this is just kind of out of left field to just close this segment off with before I really bear down on some news. It just shows like where culture is going, except it's not going this direction. This is going to be a total failure. This is the newest way, they claim, to ingest whiskey. Have you guys seen this yet? Apparently the Tide Pod craze was so cool, they now want to make whiskey Tide Pods. You think I'm kidding? Look at what Glenlivet Whiskey is now doing, they think is trendy to sell whiskey.
The Glenlivet has released an original whiskey drinking experience. A collection of edible cocktail capsules made from seaweed, meaning no need for a glass, ice, or a cocktail.
No, it's like stuff. Soda Sopa from South Park.
Thai Air, one of the world's best bars, created three new Founders Reserve-based recipes for whiskey lovers to try together. To enjoy them, pop the capsule in your mouth and take a bite to release the delicious cocktail ingredients. The Glenlivet is the first spirits brand in the world to team up with sustainable packaging startup Notpla, who developed the capsule technology. The Glenlivet capsule collection sets new standards on how whiskey can be enjoyed.
No, it doesn't.
The Glenlivet, original by tradition.
Ha! Yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog. That is a failed. I mean, there's no way that sells. I mean, I know people that drink whiskey. They ain't drinking it out of a Tide package. You know what I'm saying? But seriously, is it like life imitates art or art imitates life? I mean, that was literally out of South Park. I'm going to do some more South Park. South Park is like, it's like Idiocracy part two. So let's go to Soda Sopa. The Soda Sopa, so trendy, from South Park. Oh, we don't have audio of this? It's the same, but literally, like, South Park did this episode 2 years ago, and it's literally a parody of that Glenlivet ad. It's like some trendy voice, some trendy music. It's like, oh, everything sucks. Like, this idea is horrible, but if we just market it right and tell you it's trendy, you'll buy it anyway. That's like independent the whiskey. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
To the rustic charm of a mixed income crowd.
Where yeah, let's take it to break.
Wild side while still being a part of helping the local economy. And now, a chance to own a piece of this most exciting area of South Park. Announcing the Lofts at Soda Sopa. 2,000 square foot flats that put you right in the heart of it all. After a night out eating and shopping in Soda Sopa, just take a few steps and you're home.
Just so trendy. It's like it sucks, but it's a trendy marketing plan, and it's trendy, so just buy it.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. This broadcast contains subject matter that might offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, one of my biggest shortcomings here on air as a news anchor, if you want to call me that, is that so many times when an opportunity presents itself for us to make a hole in one, we don't take it, or I don't take it, because I already made the shot. And so this whole issue with China and the NBA, let me explain what I'm talking about. It's like, I mean, I could tell the crew, I could say, hey, go and pull these clips from this broadcast months ago, maybe even a year. I don't know. Time flies. Or go search through the headlines when I'm talking about this. Who knows? They might even remember the day and be able to pull it up. But I explained in a very focused, summarized segment, because the censorship politically biased is one thing that we can all obviously see happening, but there is another side to it that I explained, which is how all these companies want in China's market. they want a part of that market share of billions of people. And so with the globalized economy, now people think internationally for their business model. And China, now I guess it's the number two population in the world. It used to be number one. I believe India just surpassed it this year. So people want in that market. The problem is you got to do some things and cut some corners and censor yourself to get into that market. But hey, it's worth a lot of money. So a lot of people are willing to make that cut. But I say if you're more into Chinese money than you are American freedom, then you. But hey, that's just me. But so I broke it down how all Google and Facebook and YouTube and everybody, they got to get into the Chinese marketplace. And if you are a social media company, they have even more of an interest because they want to use their big data, tried in with the Chinese big data, the social credit score model, and that database of just the human element of billions of people to measure things too. So there's all kinds of different angles. But now, so my point is, I covered that a year ago or so, or a couple months ago. I don't know. I laid it all out how, oh, they want to get into China. It's all about this, all about the money. And I broke it all down with the news stories. But that's when the hole was 300 yards away. And so I already stepped up and knocked the ball into the hole from 300 yards away. So now that the hole is a foot in front of us, I'm like, well, I don't care. I already put the ball in the hole. But no, let's explain it now because we have to. Because now everybody can see the hole and now everybody can see us put the ball in the hole. And this whole NBA situation with China is a window of opportunity. Now, ironically, and Alex Jones is going to cover this tomorrow, last Wednesday, the latest South Park episode was titled Banned in China, and it was all about how you have to basically cut your you-know-what off if you want to be in China and make that Chinese money. So now, the last episode of South Park, which ridicules people who are catering to China for their business model, South Park scrubbed from Chinese internet after a critical episode. Oh, see? But now look at all these headlines. NBA scrambles after China angered by Houston Rockets' regrettable pro-democracy tweet. NBA players express frustration with Donald Trump's words. So dude just gave me a pile of how it's already anti-American in the NBA because they already want to get that Chinese money. So they already got their talking points. This is America. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver defends anti-Trump players who refuse to visit White House. I'm just going through this stack of news here. We're going to put it all together. Phoenix Suns protest Arizona law with Los Suns jerseys. Well, they've been doing that for a while. Now they all wear the Los jerseys. But again, it's all about expanding the market. That one is for Mexico. So Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr says GOP has sold its soul to Trump. Well, he's out there in liberal California. He's got to be trendy. Warriors coach Steve Kerr, come on, members of Congress, call out the president's racist tweets. And now let's go to this clip of former NBA MVP James Harden apologizing for offending the precious Chinese.
Yeah, we apologize. You know, we love China. We love, you know, playing there. I know for both of us individually, we go there, you know, once or twice a year. They show us the most important love. So, you know, we appreciate them as a fan base, and we love everything, you know, they're about. And you know, we appreciate their support that they give us individually and as an organization. So, you know, we love you.
Wow. Pathetic, James Harden. But what do they care? All their shoes are made in China. And they're told, hey, read this script. Suck on China, or, you know, you can watch South Park episode if you want to hear that completed statement. Here, read this script and suck off China, and we'll get that Chinese money. So, you know, James Harden's probably making, what, 20, 30 million a year? That's not enough. He needs to make 32 million a year with that Chinese money, and he'll gladly read off that script. We love China. China gives us the most support. Dude, you see, now, notice, will you ever hear an NBA player say that about America? Have you ever heard an NBA player say how much America's done for the NBA, how much they love America? Let's see, where was the NBA founded? Where was basketball founded? How about in the heartland in Kansas? How about the NBA is in America? Your fan base, your support, your infrastructure, everything is in America. So, wait a second. Was that the NBA logo they were standing in front of? Because that's a new NBA logo. That's Jordan. That used to be Jerry West. Did they change the NBA's logo? Hold on. This is news to me. No, that's Jerry West. Okay. I didn't know what that was. But anyway. No, it's okay. The point is, it's just pathetic. And again, see, you had Mike Judge with Idiocracy and Beavis and Butthead that was like the original ahead of its time. South Park with Matt Stone and Trey Parker are like even better, I want to say. And I don't even know their politics, but that kind of makes them better. Not only were they ahead of their time with the Chinese episode that literally aired last week, they did a movie, one of the greatest movies of all time, Basketball, which is all about how sports and athletes are just going to sell out to the highest bidder. It's not about basketball. It's about money now. It's about entertainment. And that's why I have this story too. NFL teams still struggling to fill empty seats. You know, I assume that this would eventually balance itself out with at least some entertainment value on the field today. But my goodness, it's worse than ever in the NFL. They couldn't sell a ticket for big rivalry games too in some of the most popular football cities in America. They're bleeding support. And so the NBA hasn't quite gotten there, but it's trending in the same direction. See, so they want that Chinese marketplace. And the average NBA player, they're just in it for the money now. They'll do and say whatever it is they're told to. You understand? I should almost get Larry Johnson on the air to talk about this. But that's like a whole nother... I mean, it's just in microcosm, because it's not about sports. I mean, yeah, I mean, I like sports. I don't feel guilty because I like sports for entertainment and an escape, but it's just been destroyed. It's been destroyed. It's been destroyed by the lust for money. It's been destroyed by the lust for globalism. It's been destroyed by catering to the PC mob. And so guess what? Nobody goes anymore. TV ratings are down. And now you have NBA players selling out to China with James Harden clearly reading off a script saying, "We love China. The Chinese people support us more than anyone." Dude, you are an American born and raised and made rich as hell because of America, not because of China. I mean, it's like, but. I mean, look, it's not a secret. The average NBA player is probably not that smart. They spend their life dribbling a ball. No big deal. But man, if you really are that pathetic that you're going to read off some script and say, "Oh, we love China." But he's almost laughing. It's almost just like a joke to them now. The sports world is really changing, folks. That sports world is almost at a breaking point, too. We've been talking about that. All right, I got to do a news blitz coming up.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, I got to do a news blitz here. I'm going to commit. I didn't even get to all these clips. Oh, man. The crazy climate change protesters all over the country today. In fact, I'll get to that news story, so just roll that B-roll when we get there. A video clip of a cop shooting a guy who's threatening him with a big stick. The cop's getting a lot of heat. But, you know, at first I'm like, dang, why do you have to shoot and kill that guy? He was just waving a stick at him. But then I thought to myself, you know, if that wasn't a cop, in fact, just roll it right now. Since I'm talking about it, just roll it right now. I figured this. You know, if this was me, just a citizen, and someone's coming at me with a stick, waving it at me, probably deranged on drugs. I don't know what the hell's going on. And I got my gun out, and I'm saying, "Hey, stand down, stand down, stand down, get away from me, stand down." And then they swing the stick. Yeah, pop, pop, pop. Like, yeah. So originally I'm like, oh, man. But, you know, but then you say, "Hey, officer should be trained to handle something like this. Did he have a taser? Was there another way?"
Ultimately, though, I fall on saying the cop did what he had to do, because if he was a citizen and in that situation, he would not be in the wrong. And I understand, you know, it's a different thing altogether with cops, but look, it's a simple equation. Don't approach someone with a gun and swing a stick at them. Okay? You're the idiot. So when you get shot by someone with a gun that you're threatening, don't be so surprised. Now, this is just one example. I'm just pointing it out because there's a lot of controversy. Was it right? Was it wrong? I was on both sides of the fence. I ultimately end up saying that the cop was in the right, unfortunately. All right. Anything else I want to get to? Yeah, the crazy climate change protesters. We'll get to that. All right. Here we go. We got a big docket on the Supreme Court. Ruth Bader Ginsburg made it in her iron lung. It is actually Clarence Thomas is falling ill right now. But a lot of big things coming up in the docket for the Supreme Court. Abortion, guns, gay rights, and don't forget about impeachment. You know they're going to try to impeach the president. So they'll probably be discussing that. And something may even happen where a decision may come to them. Trump, this is from the Daily Mail. Trump flew into rage. This is confirmed, by the way. And shouted, why the F would we do this? Mexico wall money fell apart. Cursing out his aides. I mean, just reaming them for this deal they put forward. And good for Trump. Need to see more than that. Yeah, Trump is so popular, though. This is going to probably receive backlash. And they'll say, oh, how dare you? If you did this for Obama, you'd get a prize. But you do it for Trump, you know, you're the bad guy. Minneapolis police union selling cops for Trump shirts ahead of Trump rally. Now, you watch. They'll make $1 million selling these shirts, if not more. It'll be totally popular. They'll then be attacked for doing so. Someone will probably get fired, and it'll be a big controversy. But if you did it for Obama, you'd be considered a hero. But you do it for Trump, oh, we got to shut you down. You know, Nickelback, or I guess it was the recording studio or whoever, filed a complaint after Trump's tweet featuring the awful popular song Photograph. Never understood why it was so popular, but nonetheless. Nickelback sees 569% surge in song downloads after Trump's Photograph tweet. And it's so funny because it's the same thing. These people, they'd cut off their nose to spite their face, folks. Is that Dax Shepard, the lead singer? Anyway. They have this whole attack on Trump. But the Trump economy is strong. So it's like, screw you, Trump. You can't use our song. And then they get massive profits off of Trump using their song. It's like, hey, the most popular guy in the world just endorsed our brand. Thank God. Now it's, oh, the most popular man in embraced our brand. Screw him. And then get rich off of him. What do you make of this move by the Trump Organization? Cancels anti-Muslim group. Now that's just a headline from The Hill. Gala at Mar-a-Lago. Well, anti-Muslim group. I mean, again, what anti-Muslim group? Was it not anti-Muslim group when they attacked us on 9/11 and we launched wars in the Middle East that are still going on 20 years later? Is that not anti-Muslim? No. But if you want to have a group that calls out radical Islamic terror and wants to protect our borders, all of a sudden you're a anti-Islamic group. That's what they're calling the Act for America group with Bridget Gabriel and Michelle Malkin, who got barred from Mar-a-Lago. Now imagine if they did that to like an Obama event. They'd be racists. Hillary Clinton weighing in. She's about to run for election again. Whatever. Three-time loser, I guess, will be fine. She says, let us be clear. The president has sided with authoritarian leaders of Turkey and Russia over our loyal allies in America's own interests. No, that's literally what she would have done. Literally what Obama did. His decision is a sickening betrayal of both the Kurds and his oath of office. No, it's not. He didn't take an oath of office to the Kurds, you turd. It's just amazing, all the warmongers coming out of the hills and in the woods now that Trump wants to bring the troops home. I mean, isn't that amazing? You say, hey, let's bring the troops home, let's end these wars, and all of a sudden, neocons in the Republican side, the hawks on the left are all pro-war, screaming, we need more war, we can't bring the troops home. Really pathetic. And they use the poor Kurds as their prop. As if they care about anybody over there. Give me a break. Democrats issue subpoenas to Esper, White House budget chief. He'll give them the middle finger. And the Democrats are about to bring forward new whistleblowers. Those will probably be in the headlines next week as the Trump administration gives them the bird with all of these subpoenas that are coming down. They don't care. It's all fake. Giuliani has figured out the answer to impeachment inquiry: suing. And he's now sued that little needle, you know what, Adam Schiff. Ugh, that guy just—he makes your skin crawl. Trump defends Syria troop plan form. Trump defends Syria troop plan from criticism home and abroad, but they never say Trump wants to bring the troops home. They never say that in the headlines, folks. Trump defends Syria strategy, citing his unmatched wisdom. Again, they never say Trump wants to bring the troops home because that would be popular with 90% of the people in this country, except the Mitt Romneys, the Colin Powells. Oh, Nikki Haley, that old war hawk. She makes me sick. Excuse me. There's all these young conservatives like, oh, Nikki Haley. They all happen to work for the same organization. I won't say it. Ben Shapiro, but seems to love war. But, yeah, she's calling for more war now. Meghan McCain. Ah, you see, all these people are showing you their hands, folks. These people get rich off war. That's what it is. They all get rich off war. And maybe they just love dead people. Maybe they just love that feeling of somebody getting killed. And they feel like, oh, I caused the war. I killed them. They never pulled the trigger, of course. They never killed anyone themselves. But, you know, oh, someone died and I signed the paper to do it. Oh, I was behind the propaganda to do it. Oh, yeah, Nikki Haley. She's got plans to run for office. There'll be more war under Nikki Haley's presidency, if she would ever win, than any presidency. That chick has bloodlust. She'd suck blood like a vampire if she could. Representative Ilhan Omar is divorcing her husband after years of speculation and innuendo took their toll. Oh, and you read all these stories. It's, oh, poor Ilhan Omar. The media ruined her marriage. Oh, the Trump supporters. Oh, the media. Oh. No, she did this to herself. Okay? I'm not going to go into this, but, I mean, we all know what she did. Okay? We all know what she did. And if she was still in Somalia, she wouldn't even be allowed to divorce. She'd be divorced from life with 100 stones to the head. Bernie Sanders' heart attack brings age to 2024 front. Oh, Bernie Sanders, you know what? Oh, here, all right, conspiracy theory for you. Bernie Sanders faked his own heart attack. Yeah, Bernie Sanders faked his own heart attack so he won't win. I'm telling you, this guy is the most manipulative political genius you've ever heard of. I wouldn't be shocked for one second if he faked his own heart attack after he made 25 mil in one quarter. He fakes his heart attack to lose his support, and then he'll pull out of the election. I'm telling you, and he'll make $100 million not running for president. The guy is a genius. The guy is a political scoundrel genius. I got to give him credit. I wouldn't be shocked if he faked his own heart attack so that he'd lose support and just make millions running, but not really. Today's politics may be bad for your health, says the Wall Street Journal. You know, it's true, and most of it's hyped up by the media, and I'm not even saying I'm innocent when I cover the serious issues that we cover. But, you know, here's the difference. At the end of the day, folks, I don't get too stressed out about it because I've already given it up to God. And I just ask God every day that I fulfill my destiny. But it's really all his plan, so I don't get too stressed out about it. 21-year-old man sentenced to 10 days in jail after he oversleeps for jury duty. Now, here's the funny thing about this. This is a non-story that's gone totally viral. How many times do people miss jury duty or oversleep for whatever? Do you know why they did this? It's because it's a black man. So they're saying, see, racist America, they put a man in jail because he's black. Well, anybody misses jury duty, they go to jail. But this is just, oh, overslept black guy, like, America's racist. It's so stupid. It's a non-story. Average commute time reached a new record last year. You know, I've talked about this, but this is one of the biggest issues affecting all Americans that nobody seems to want to fix. Traffic. Traffic in this country in major cities. It's out of control, our infrastructure. I'm going to hold that on tomorrow, and I got some other news. That's going to do it for today's War Room. Thanks to the crew. Thanks to everybody that called in. Thanks to the audience that supports us at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials. They'll be gone soon. Take advantage of those specials at InfoWarsStore.com. And as always, stay classy, InfoWarriors.